Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Joining us now from MailReporter.com, Bill Britt is back, our buddy in Montgomery. Bill, welcome in. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, JT. Big Monday coming up.
What's that?
A big Monday coming.
All right. Well, let's talk about it. I know that, you know, they've been busy down in Montgomery working on a number of bills, and Governor Ivey, she's got the pen out as well. So where shall we start? Let's start with Monday. What are we expecting on Monday?
Well, what we're hearing, and these are fairly reliable sources, but everything's liable to change before we get to Monday. But there seems to be an agreement on the gaming bill, now, gaming and lottery bill. And we're hearing that the Rules Committee will be meeting on Sunday to discuss the calendar. You know, the Rules Committee sets the calendar for the House.
What's right.
going to be on it, what they can get accomplished. And we're hearing the gaming bill and lottery bill will be on the calendar for Monday. Of course, caveat is everything could change.
Yeah, hey, always, you know, that's the only consistent thing in Montgomery. Everything can change. And we've been back and forth so much on the lottery / gaming bill here. What are the latest changes and compromises and adjustments that have gone on?
Well, there's a couple of sticking points. You know, they had a bill worked out. We had the tracks, which already had Class 3 gaming, by the way. You know, Class 3 gaming is dog tracks, racetracks, that kind of thing. And the Poarch Creek Indians, because they have compact. Well, that was all worked out. And then folks down in Dothan wanted their little cut of the pie, you know, because they do bingo down there. And then they included them. And then along comes Lowndes County. And they want a little slice of the pie. And so, you know, all of a sudden you've got all these interest groups that say, hey, what about us? And so what happens is you start peeling off votes. So they right. had the votes and they didn't have the votes. And, you know, it's like every year at the end of session, we start off the year with everybody acting like they love each other. It's like high school reunion or coming back the first day of school. And then by the end, it's like a terrible family gathering where everybody just hates each other and can't wait for them to go home. And that's where we are. You know, hopefully the last 10 days, people have got over their hurt feelings and we'll sit down at the table and act like adults and get something done for the people of Alabama.
All right. As the expert in Montgomery that you are and knowing the lay of the land with everybody that's got their differences, do you think we get someplace on this and get it signed?
Well, like I've said before, you know, we got a little farm outside of Ottawa, Alabama, and we've got a couple of acres. I might bet one on it, but I wouldn't bet the farm.
Okay. <You know? laughs> All right. Well, let's talk about the medical marijuana bill. Is this?
Holy cow. Holy cow.
Yeah.
All right. So they passed the medical marijuana bill. It passed the House, passed the Senate, goes to the governor, and she's studying it. I don't know what that means, but I do
still
know what
studying.
Opposition is. Still, they're studying. You know, we've had this bill for, you know, several months, and we've got to study some more. So, you know, it's sort of like Bill Clinton. He said, you know, he experimented with marijuana. Well, you got down there with a Bunsen burner in the basement or something. Anyway, they're still studying. What's going on is that some people want the level of THC to be so low that it's negligible if you would get pulled over by a state trooper. Now,
oh, come on. You know what?
I've looked at this. No.
To me, they work these things, you know, bass ackwards. What they need to do is get the medical professionals at the head of the table with Mr. Common Sense sitting on both sides of the room as well. You know, let's talk about medically what's good with this, how it works, what's needed to make it work. And find a way to distribute the medical version of marijuana. And that's it.
That's it. You're right. But see, the thing is you can't get common sense. You know, it's like, you know, today finding two wise men and a virgin. You know, it's very difficult to do, or three wise men. Yeah. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. But it's when you lurk in Montgomery like I do, and every day have to deal with this nonsense, you go, can you just use a little common sense? I mean, my grandmother would slap you around the head and neck.
You know, I would like, I'm going to officially go ahead and make myself available now. If you're in politics in this state and you want to bring common sense to the room, I'm available. All right. I'll come and sit and listen to both sides of whatever's going on 1 hour, and then I'll give you two sentences on what we ought to do. And you can use it or not use it, but I'm available for common sense.
We need a, you know, a little more Solomon down there and a little less Huey, Dewey, and Louie or whatever. Dewey, Cheese, and Al. Craziness.
The Three Stooges, just, right?
Exactly, man. Just use common sense and listen to the professional medical people
in
marijuana.
I hope everybody gets somewhere on all of this by Monday. And you're right. It is going to be kind of an interesting Monday and see where we land. Bill Britt, have a good weekend. Thank you for being with me. I appreciate you.
Thank you, JT.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.